Now back to WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday, and on Tuesdays we talk to Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. A little damp this morning, but otherwise
yes.
Well.
Yeah, it was not quite raining just yet when I came in. It was just starting. So
I'm not going to call it rain because I did have the wipers on, but it's just more drizzle.
Drizzle. Yeah, I didn't get too wet walking into the building, so no. That was a positive.
Well, I was running fast enough. It wasn't hitting me.
You're dodging the raindrops all the way in.
Dodging the raindrops all the way in.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Well, that's because we don't have waterproof shells. That's what that is.
That's nice. No, we don't. We're not aquatic either.
No, not naturally anyway.
That takes us right into today's bit.
It is. It's World Turtle Day today?
Well, not today. Technically, okay. It's the 23rd is World Turtle Day.
But, right. You know, so we're not on
the 23rd, so we're close.
Previewing.
We're in the red zone. So it is World Turtle Day, and it's time to celebrate.
Ah, see what he did there.
Yeah, there we go.
We're both clicking on all cylinders today, aren't we?
I've had my coffee. What is World Turtle Day?
What is World Turtle Day,
well,
anyway? Day to talk about turtles, I guess.
It's the day to talk about turtles, and it really kind of bring awareness to conservation of turtles, but to also mention that, you know, people have pet turtles.
Right.
We actually had one in that's the largest creature we've ever had inside the building. It was a 158-pound African star tortoise, and the thing was the size of a small boulder. It was enormous.
Now, I know that some turtles have a relatively long lifespan to other pets that
they
you
can,
might have,
right?
Right?
I mean, they can live 30, 40, 50. Mm-hmm. The Galapagos tortoise lives over 100 years.
100
In fact,
years.
A lot of the sea turtles live past 100 years of age,
right,
if they don't have something happen to them, get run over by a boat. But
got to make it through that first, you know, trek to the ocean.
Right.
Imagine?
Well, that's the reason they lay so many eggs, because
right,
it's a matter of just, you know, numbers, attrition.
Right.
So you've got to put a lot of eggs in the system to be able to at least get three or four to adulthood. But in the year 2000, the American Tortoise Rescue Group started World Turtle Day.
Okay.
So that's something that, you know, we want to bring awareness to people owning turtles, first off. And it is a long-term commitment, because we're talking about some of these guys are going to live to be 50 years old. So if you're 60 and you decided you want to get a tortoise, you need to have a succession plan, potentially.
Yeah, put in your will.
Put in your will, right? I don't know, if you've ever seen a turtle slowly crossing the road, mm-hmm, it's one of those things you kind of look at them and go, why would somebody have a turtle as a pet? Because they just don't seem that bright.
We can keep up with them, at least.
You would think. They can be ingeniously fast, though, because I think they con us into the fact that we think they're slow, and then they can actually book it.
I'm not going to make a cartoon reference.
No cartoon references. No Bugs Bunny references. But they do need to have special care for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So there's environmental things. They need to be heated appropriately. They need to have the appropriate UVB lighting, because it's not, they need more of a full spectrum light. Need to be kept in a clean enclosure. They don't wear diapers, so it's kind of a messy situation. So
right,
you do need to have them in an enclosure that you can clean out all the time. They need to have, which means they need to have the appropriate substrate, so something that they're not going to eat, but something that can be absorbent, usually something in the neighborhood of sand. They do need to have some outside time. It's not a bad thing. But if you, one of our doctors that used to be with us had a couple of box turtles, and she found out she could not leave them in the fenced-in backyard unattended, because they would dig out.
Oh.
And okay, so they actually had to dig their fence down and put more fencing in underneath to try to prevent the turtle from digging under the fence.
Subterranean fencing.
Wow. So it is something, if you're going to, or, you know, you could stay out there with them longer. Watch
supervision.
Them.
Watch them dig.
Right. So it's, you know, it's not like having a goldfish. So it's not just a simple clean the tank and go on. There's a lot of maintenance work that goes with them. Turtles often don't show signs of illness either. So it's, here again, we've always talked about signs and symptoms. And when you've got a pet that's really slow to begin with, it's kind of hard to tell that they slow down. So you have to be pretty observant as to what their normal behaviors are so that you can see, like, you know what? He passed up on his romaine lettuce today.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd. Which takes us to nutrition, which this is something they need. They need fruits, vegetables, because they're vegetarian, but they're also going to eat calcium supplementation, and they eat insects. Oh. So, yeah. Who knew, right? And if they're aquatic turtles, technically they eat small fish too.
Ah.
But that's one of those things that I'm not advocating you go out and get sardines for your turtle, but
then, one for you, one for me.
Wait, right. Well, I wouldn't. That would just be two for you.
Two for you. Same here.
I'll pass on that.
Same here.
They do need to have regular routine checkups. There are some things that can develop on them externally that we can notice on a physical. It's not like we're going to be palpating their abdomen because they've got a shell,
right?
But we can look at their extremities as far as their legs. Their beak's a big thing. Their beak, we do have several that come in on occasion so that we can Dremel their beak back because it'll overgrow if they're not chewing appropriately, and then that leads them to not chewing appropriately more. They can actually get into a starvation situation with that. So we need to make sure that we're keeping that trimmed up. And then hygiene for our turtles, they can carry salmonella.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. So it's one of those, you got to make sure that you're washing your hands after you're playing with your turtle. Don't let them around, you know, food areas. So it's not like, don't pick your turtle up and put it on your counter. Wouldn't be advisable. So we need to just be hygienic. And then keeping cleaned up after them, keeping their substrate cleared and cleaned. And then that kind of takes us into, so this is cool, we've got a pet turtle, but what do we do more? Conservation. So when you see the turtle crossing the road, avoid it.
Yes.
Because they are not fast, and their defense mechanism is to pull inside their shell, which really doesn't do much good against a car tire,
right,
or a truck tire.
Yeah.
So if you do see, and you know, don't know that we have any of these in the area. You know, some areas have turtle crossings, so they've got signs posted like turtle crossing. So you're supposed to stop for them, just like it's a deer crossing. You should probably pay attention. There may be, I don't think we have an area where there's enough turtles crossing that you know the county has decided we should put up a turtle crossing sign because you know we've got major turtle hits.
Yeah, we've got more deer probably.
We've got more deer problems. But there are also groups, World Wildlife Federation, there's the Turtle Association that you can contribute to help conserve turtles around the world. They've been here for a really long time. I mean, technically they're somewhat prehistoric. They're left over from the, you know, reptile age, dawn of the dinosaurs.
They're hardy.
They are hardy. I mean, some of those, the Galapagos tortoise have been around for a lot longer than most other species on the planet. So the theory is they may be here longer than the rest of us are too, because here again, they're hardy.
Right.
So if you see a turtle, stop. If you're in a low traffic area, you might, you know, shush it along. We get one or two that walks through our yard at the clinic every year because we've got a wetland, and so they'll migrate from the wetland over to another wetland. And you know, if they're going through the yard, that's fine. But on occasion, we've seen one that's headed out towards Prairie Ridge Boulevard, and we're like, "Whoa, dude, we need to help you on your way. We're gonna run out there and grab you and pick you up and scuttle you across the Prairie Ridge Boulevard to the other wetland so that you can hang out there and not wind up as a Frogger item on the pavement."
Yeah, right.
So, yeah,
give them a helping hand.
Helping hand, and it's, you know, don't endanger yourself, but you know, avoid them. Don't run them over. Be kind.
Be kind. And take care of your turtles.
And if you have one, get them in because they do need visits. It's not, you know, I think we don't think about a lot of the exotic pets the same way we do our cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. We don't think about them like, well, they can get sick. They can. There can be things going on. So we've got three of the doctors on staff that see reptiles. So you can schedule appointments with any of them and they'll take a look at your turtle.
Especially since it's hard to tell if there might be something wrong.
Right. It's absolutely hard to tell.
Early detection
is going to be the key. And so that turtle can live to be 50 plus years old, we need to work on keeping them healthy.
So your grandchildren can adopt them in 50 years.
Right.
It was very good.
There's that forward thought, though, too. If you're looking at getting one, think about how long that you're going to have to take care of that turtle.
You know, if you don't do well with separation, that might be a really good choice for you then. You know, they'll be around.
There is a positive thought there.
That's, well, we'll try to leave it at that. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Not just turtles, exotics, but all sorts of pets that you guys see, right?
Yeah, we see cats, dogs, and all sorts of small mammals and the reptiles and birds. So pretty much everything. Don't show up with your horses or cows, though.
No. Nope. Probably not.
No giraffes, no hippos.
Well, the giraffe is just you can't get him through the door. That right. would be the only right. be the only
yeah,
issue.
That'd be one of the things, but
a couple others probably as well. People want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, maybe set up an appointment time. How can they do so?
Well, they can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
I got to say this one really quick. I thoroughly enjoyed talking about turtles this morning.
It was fun.
Mostly because I'm trying not to make any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle references.
Oh, there we go. We got it in.
I watched a video about how that series actually popularized chain pizza more in the 90s than in before that.
No doubt. Everybody wanted their Domino's.
Exactly. It's like a subliminal message. You see the cartoon turtles eating the pizza.
Right.
Anyway, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, thank you, as always.
Pete, I will see you next Tuesday.
Sounds good. 727 WLIP. I've got the cure, you think.